no, no, no more to die. Oh, yes,
I'm living.
I'll be living in glory.
Amen. Amen. And good morning to everyone. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. How's everybody doing? Do you love God? Sing it with me. I really love the Lord. Yes. Yes. I really love the Lord. Oh, yes. And you don't. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. He gave me the victory. And that's why I love. Oh, I love him. I really love the Lord. He watches over me. And he watches over me. Oh, well, he watches over me. Oh, yes, and you don't know what is
done for me.
Oh, yes, see. Thank you, Father. Oh, and that's why I love the Lord. I love him. I really love the Lord. Oh, yes, and you don't
know what.
Oh, you sound good. He gave me the
victory.
Yes, and that's why I
love.
Yes, I love him. I really love the Lord. Amen. 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 This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are visiting with us this morning, you are honored guests, and we'll acknowledge all of our visitors at the end of our worship service. It's just amazing. This year is almost, we are at the end of 2019. The next to the last Sunday of the year. Well, it might be the last. We just never know. But God has brought us this far. And we're thankful for it, aren't we? Yeah. You're in the right place this morning. And it's good to be with the saints this morning. And I know many are traveling and getting ready for the holidays. And it's just good to be in the Lord's house on the Lord's day. If you're watching by way of television, thank you for tuning in. If you're watching by way of live stream, we have, and just so the members know, we have several who watch our worship service by live stream. Some who are sick, in the bed, some who are in the hospitals, some who are caretakers, and some send notes of love and just say that, oh, I wish I could be there with the saints. I wish I could be there singing. You can sing with us as we sing. Right in your house, you can sing. Amen. Yes, but we love you, especially those of you that are members of this body. Many of you wish you could be here, and we send love. Don't we send love, church?
Amen.
We send love to you this morning and hope and pray that you'll be back with us as soon as possible. Those of you that's tuning into our television program, thank you also. We can ask us a question for you. If we can pray for you, pray with you, please call a number on your screen. We'd be more than happy to pray with you at any time. Thank you. God bless you. I want to... Since it is close to the end of the year, I've entitled the lesson this morning, Reflect, Forget, Correct. Reflect, Forget, Correct. God, who is not limited by time, he sets us in time. And God is so wise. Who can know him? And time is measured in seconds, in minutes, in hours, in days, in weeks, in months, in years. And isn't it amazing how God, you know, sets us in time in such a way that all of these segments of time, they're cycles. You know, they're cycles. So, you know, the sun rises and sets in a cycle. The earth evolves around the sun in a cycle. You know, we have a second, 60 seconds in 1 minute. Then the cycle starts again. And then there are 60 minutes in an hour. Then the cycle starts again. And then there are 24 hours in a day. And then the cycle starts again. And then there are normally 30 days in a month, 30 to 31 days in a month, and the cycle sets again. There are 12 months in a year, then the cycle sets again. It's like God is trying to give us as many opportunities to see that He almost allows us to not necessarily start over, but just to reset. And here we are in this last month of the year. And so I thought it would be a good time for us to reflect. Simply, it's a time to report, to rejoice, to re-energize, to assess, and to reset. And sometimes we try to shy away from reflection, but even in Scripture, to turn with me to Acts chapter 15, where the brother read in your hearing a few moments ago, Brother Davis did, in Acts 15 and verse 3, listen to this, it says, "Therefore, being sent on their way by the church," that would be Paul and Barnabas, who preaches, "they were passing through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and were bringing great joy to all the brethren." What they were doing was telling how God has been adding individuals to the body, the Gentiles especially. And it brought great joy to those who heard this. And it says, "When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported," I'm reading from the New American Standard Translation, "they reported all that God had done with them." And every now and then it needs to be reported. You know what's going on in the church. And there's a time, you see, we need to know. See, some of us know things and some of us don't know things. A lot of times the elders know things. The whole church doesn't know because they get a lot of information. And every now and then we need to stop and report and reflect on how good God has been. Amen. Yeah, I was looking through our, and I think if we have time on next Sunday, since if the Lord says the same, we have one combined worship service. So you know everybody's the last Sunday of the year, and so you know you better be here early so if you want your seat. Amen. Because it is a time, and we realize that. Even some of us, we realize, hey, you know, it's almost the end of the year. And so I think a lot of people, we're gonna show some video of some of the things that happened this year. Next Lord's Day, the Lord said the same. I was thinking about that. I know this year we've added 59 souls have been baptized. This year, 59. We didn't reach our goal of 100, but we were striving for it. But you know, I tell you what, church, God is good. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Many of them are our family members. We've had 36 who've placed membership this year. From some come from out of town. Some come here because you know, I'm not, you know, talking about any other church. What's going on in other church? Some people come here to work out their soul salvation. Amen. and we welcome it. We welcome it. We welcome you. Welcome you. And so we're rejoicing. Yeah. We can reflect. Listen to this in Luke chapter 10, verse 18. Luke 10, 18. I can't read it all. Just the 70 returned with joy. These are the 70 that Jesus specifically sent out, and he gave them gifts to heal and do wonderful things in the name of the Lord. And he also sends his apostles out to do the same thing. And it says the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons were subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you." Jesus was encouraging them, and he sent these miraculous gifts with them, and it gave them great confidence and great joy. And then listen to verse 20. "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this," he said. Don't rejoice in what I gave you and the power that you had, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. Amen. And you know, whenever you're getting down, if you remember the body of Christ, whenever things are going bad, just to stop for a second and remember that God got my name. Amen, somebody. It'll help put your issues in perspective. On this side, we have troubles, things go on, but remember, we're not here forever. Yeah, and Jesus said, "Look, you got the gifts, and y'all got these wonderful, and you're doing wonderful things. That's all right. That's to help other folks. But you rejoice knowing that God knows your name, and your name is written in heaven." My goodness. And every now and then we need to think about that. Oh, that mercy, God is good, and we got a lot to. And so we reflect, we report what's going on, and I could say more about what's going on next week. Lord says the same. We'll get our calendars, our 2020 calendars. It'll have a lot of pictures of things that have gone on and things that have happened this past year. And it ought to make you smile. It ought to make you smile. It ought to make you smile and just thank God. And we say, God is good. Yeah, all the baptisms, and I was looking in the bulletin, and looking on that back page. We got graduates who graduating from college. Praise the Lord, amen. It's close to the end of the year. I know they praising. I know their parents are praising. Vincine is not pictured in here. Vincine Clark, I think she's in. Any of our graduates from college? Okay, we're going to get you high school. We'll get you later on in the year. But any of our graduates from college are in here this morning. I know some of them may come to 11 o'clock. Stand up just for a second. That was Vincent. Yeah, stand up for just a second. There we go. Look at here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Look, praise the Lord. Yeah. Can we rejoice? God is good. Good. I know your parents, they happy. Yeah, they happy. Hopefully you do. Spending some of that money. Yeah. So, every now and then we need to stop and reflect. And surely, listen, I didn't finish reading Luke 10, 18. I read verse 20. Look at verse 21. "At that very time, he greatly rejoiced." This is Jesus. He is probably capitalized in your text. "He rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, 'I praise you, O Father.'" This is Jesus while he's on earth. He said, "I praise you, O Father of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to the infants." He's in the midst of his ministry. He says, "Yes, Father, this way was well pleasing in your sight." Jesus didn't often, his ministry was so short, and you don't often see where Jesus is rejoicing because he's so busy doing the Lord's work, and he's on his ministry, and he's just his head is to the plow. But even Jesus got some joy while he was on this earth. Tell you what, you better get your joy when you can. Yeah, when you can, you can smile and be glad for some of the accomplishments. And I know there are personal accomplishments, as many of us have had this year. Yeah, we reflect. We re-energize. Some of us need to re-energize. Some of us, you look like you wore out. Yeah. And that's why it is good. It is good. I'm telling you, it's good every now and then to take a little break. I've been learning that the hard way. You got to take a little break. Jesus often meditated, went away to meditate and to be alone by himself. And this is a good time to take a break. Some of your jobs let you off a little bit. You know, don't be off and still work like a dog. You know? Yeah. Shut your mind down for a minute. Yes, and some of us need to re-energize. We had our vision appreciation luncheon for our ministry leaders, our teachers, our elders, deacons, their wives, last week, and just wanted to, you know, because sometimes you can be working and you think nobody sees you. You're a parent and you are parenting your children, and I tell you what, parenting children takes some work. Energy, effort, time, and boy, you patience. Amen. Lord. Yeah. And I'm telling you, being a parent will drain you like. Yeah. But that's what God would have you to do, be the best parent that you can be. Yeah, but it gets wearing, and we need to see encouragement. But you're not in that boat by yourself. You know, there are others who are in that struggle, and every now and then we need to encourage one another. You're doing a great job. You're doing a good job. Stay on the wall. Don't give in to the devil, and keep teaching your kids. Keep bringing you. We're gonna try to make this place a little bit more suitable for parents, and we're gonna do the best we can. But you be faithful to the Lord. Yeah, and keep up the great work. Keep up the good work. And let's tell each other that every now and then. Amen? Yeah. Then we assess in the time of reflection. We assess it. We got to be honest with ourselves. There's a few questions we need to ask ourselves every now and then. Yeah, close to the end of the year. How much did you learn this year? You know, how much... knowledge. I know on your job you got training and they're gonna teach you, but I'm talking about I'm talking about spiritual growth. Yeah. Have we grown closer to God? Have we grown in our knowledge of God? I think next week I'm gonna try to put all the names of those who took academic classes here at our Bible Institute. They finished another semester. We had 37 students in, and it is a sacrifice. It's an hour, and I'm not. And we know everybody can't take the class, but I'm proud of those students. And not only them, anybody who is in God's Word. Brother Ray, he starts the reading through the Bible every year, and some of you need to get into that. Not just some of you, some of us, all of us. Yeah, what we read? What kind of books what we got on y'all? And maybe no books anymore. What you reading on your phone? You know, everything is so accessible. And I'm just a time to reflect. You know, yeah. And I was, how much have I learned? Yeah, we got the calendar finished, but I'm working on my calendar, and I'm putting in my calendar some blocks where it's just specifically study time. And I will get you to preach. You supposed I know. But I don't want to just study to give a sermon all the time. Because you're limited. I'm limited. You're not going to listen to me no more than 25 minutes. Yeah. Just assessing. Yeah. Do you know your books of the Bible? Do you know Deuteronomy? You know, anybody know what Haggai is? Malachi? If I asked you to turn to Philippians right now, how long would it take you? Just a challenge. Oh, bro, it won't take me long at all. I just punch it up right on my phone. Hey, good. That's all. I'm not knocking it. If you got an iPhone, you don't have to punch it up. You can use this. Ask Siri, pull up Philippians for me. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm learning how to use mine better too. Yeah. Technology is good. It can be good and bad, but use it for the Lord. Amen. Yeah, Luke, use it for the Lord. They say this year, this is not a prophecy, but just give you, you've heard of the 5G commercials, 5G, 5G's coming out, 5G. 5G is supposed to be 10, 20 times faster than 4G, what we have kind of now. They say your phones, the phones you got right now, they're going to be obsolete in about a year. You're going to be turning them in. Some of us in here right now still got the old flip phone. And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. My mom asked, she said, all I wanted to do is dial. That's all I want. That's all right. But what I'm saying is technology can be used in a positive way. It can be used negatively, how much did you give this year? I just thought I'd throw that out there. I mean, since we're assessing and reflecting, you remember they used to put your yearly offering in the bulletin. Some of our seasoned saints, y'all remember that? Years ago? Oh, now, we not finna do that. I understood, you know. But I just, this personal. You know, I tell you what I do know this. Our giving at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ increased this year over last year. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Our giving increased. And I say our because it comes from us. But don't get lost in the hour if yours. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I won't linger on that. We got some remodeling going on. I was mentioning this. You see, some of you haven't been over there, but we're adding some nice restrooms on that side. We're opening the lobby up a little bit more. And we got some other plans, too. I say we because it's us. We together. Amen. God is good. Yeah. Forget. Reflect. Some things we need to forget. Mistakes. Troubles. Even accomplishments of the past, of 2019, before that. Listen to Genesis chapter 41, verse 51. Genesis 41, 51. Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh. Some of you know your Bible history, some of us don't. Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh, for he said, God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household. Joseph was the brother. He was the youngest brother who his brothers threw him in a pit at the age of 17 years old. They were jealous of him. His father set it up, though. They were jealous of him. They threw him in a pit, threw him in there for dead. And he ended up being put in prison and suffered a lot, but the scriptures say he walked with God. He was upright. And that's so much so lesson than that for us. I don't care what's going on around us, what's happening to us. Don't let that take you farther away from God. May it bring us closer to the Lord. And Joseph did. And boy, you got to read that. Go to Genesis. Begin at chapter 37. Just read. You're going to keep reading because it's a wonderful. And when you get to this part, Pharaoh made Joseph second in charge. He gave him a chair. He said, gave him his signet ring. Everybody in the country, whatever Joseph say, do it. That's how God can change some things in our life. I'm not talking about Joseph was. I tell you what, you Google this. I believe it's Genesis chapter 41 and verse 36. Now, God is rewarding Joseph. Now, he's only 30 years old. His trouble started at 17. Yeah, we just hold on, keep doing what's right. And here now, Pharaoh gives him his daughter. And now Joseph starts having his own kids. He names the firstborn Manasseh, which it says, for God has made me for. Do you not know that God can make you forget? Yeah, Lord, and some of us got some things we sure enough need to forget. Because it's not talking about we can't some things we can't put out of our mind in our past because they constantly remind us. Some of them we don't need to put out, but that's something we need to, because they are affecting us how we talk, how we live, what we're doing, our demeanor, and we need to forget them. We don't need to take that into 2020. Amen. Somebody need to turn the heat down in there. I know that. Turn the air up in here. If you can, brothers. If you can. I'm going to forget it right now, okay? I said it because somebody else was thinking it. Yeah. This is the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. He says, brethren, I do not regard myself as laying hold of it yet. Paul says, I have made it to heaven yet. I haven't grabbed the prize yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Anybody make some mistakes? Are you in that club too? You made some mistakes. We don't have to tell each other all our mistakes we made. Tell it to God. If you need forgiveness, ask the Lord for forgiveness. God will forgive us. Now, this is the Apostle Paul. Paul could have walked around a lot of guilt. The scriptures say he actually was responsible for murdering Christians. Now, anybody, I hope you don't have that on you. But what it says is whatever you have on you, once we make the choice that we're going to turn over the leaf, we're going to give it to God, and we're going to follow God's principles, God's ways, then stop beating ourselves to death. And I say that because sometimes we don't say it, but we act like it. We act like we are not worthy. Well, I don't want to, bro. I can't serve. I can't serve. I'm not going to serve because, I'm not worthy to serve. Lord have mercy. Who is worthy? Now, if it's something you need to share with the shepherds that's going on and that you're trying to get right, share it with them. Amen. But first of all, you prove yourself faithful. And leave that. Let it go. Help us, Lord. Yeah. That's what Paul did. Thank the Lord he did it. Thank the Lord he did it. Listen to Luke chapter 12, verse 19. Luke 12:19. See now. Because sometimes when we announce things that we rejoice about, you know, we rejoice about them, but we're not all that. Sometimes we need to forget our accomplishments. You know, because some people still living off their accomplishments of 10 years ago. 25 years ago. Amen, somebody? Yeah, so you say, and this is no knock on nobody. I know sometimes time just catch up with us. We don't want to, you know. I say, brother, the kids go to camp, summer camp every year. They go to summer camp. And if you haven't ever been to summer camp, it's an experience. Yeah, and some of our older saints say, yeah, I remember I used to go to camp. They say, yeah, I say, no, I don't go to camp no more. Don't go to camp no more. I understand. But it may not be camp, but surely we're not living off of what we, man. See, I was the backbone of this church 25, 35 years ago. I was the backbone of this church. That's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. The church wouldn't be here. But surely we're not resting on 35 years ago. Surely we're doing something. We're doing what we can now. Amen. Amen to all of us. Sometimes we need to watch the way we talk, even about the Fifth Ward Church. Yeah, we doing this and we doing that. Don't be braggadocious. Listen to Luke chapter 12, verse 19. And I will say to my soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry. But God has said to you, fool. This man had the wrong attitude. Because God had been shown up good to him. And yes, he used whatever he had. He made a lot of money, had a lot of stored up, and he just got full of himself. Real fool. Oh, Lord. Where am I going to put all of this? I got all of this. I'm going to build me something bigger and better. God said, listen to this fool. This very night, your soul is required of you. And now who will own what you have prepared? So it is the man who stores up treasure. Listen, this is the problem for himself. And is not rich toward God. Yeah. I thank God. You know, we thank the Lord. You know, he blesses us. Some of us are blessed with more substance than others. But, you know, and it's for ours to enjoy. But never. Never forget why God put us on this earth. Amen. Why Jesus, who owns everything, he came here to serve, not to be served. Amen. So we're going to look at the things that we accomplished, you know, this year. We're going to look at them and say, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. But not in light of bragging and showing everybody else what we did. Amen. And so after the Lord say the same, after next Sunday, we're going to look at it, thank the Lord, and it's gone. Amen. And we're looking forward. We are looking forward. We are looking forward to what we can do for the Lord. And then I'm going to end on this one. Reflect. Forget. Correct. Yeah, you're probably going to be quiet on this one. So what do you mean correct, Brother Gary? Correct what's lacking. Correct what's wrong. You know, that's why it is good, God bless us to get this for in the year. And you know what, some of us, we ought to be, well, I say some of us, all of us. Yeah. Because God is so merciful, long-suffering. Yeah. Yeah, and it's good we made it this far. in the year. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Listen to Matthew chapter 15, beginning at verse 16. Matthew 15, 16. Jesus said, "Are you still lacking in understanding also?" Now, he's actually talking to his apostles, and he just quoted this short parable. And they didn't understand it. They asked, "What do you mean by this parable?" He goes on to say, "Do you not understand that everything that goes into the mouth passes into the everything that goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart." Everybody say heart. See, that's the mind. See, where correction starts is in the mind. Yeah. It starts in the mind. They were being accused of not washing their hands before they ate, and Jesus' disciples not washing their hands, and Jesus just looked straight at their heart. That's a facade. They worrying about washing our hands, and the problem is their hearts. Yeah. And that's a lot of what we need to correct. Is our heart. "Those defile the man, for out of the heart comes evil thoughts. Comes murders and adulteries and fornications and thefts and false witnesses and slanders." And I was thinking of some things when I, because sometimes you think, see, well, maybe not, you don't think that way. But sometimes I do some of these lessons, and I'm like, "Lord, I have to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. You know, put me in the right frame of mind, because I don't want to preach nothing that I'm not trying to do." And I say, you know, I said, "Okay, Gary, what do you need to correct in 2019? What do you need to correct that you did wrong, that's lacking, especially this past year? What are some things you need to do to and I'm using the word correct. Now, sometimes that we need to do some things to help us to do better. But sometimes we need to correct some things. And see, when you say correct, sometimes we just need to change the way we are doing some things. And that's, you know, so I started making mental notes. And I know some of you said, "Well, what's some of yours?" Now, what's some of you? Tell me yours, I'll tell you mine. Yeah, let's talk about it. I say it because you won't correct nothing that you don't admit to. Yeah. You know what I mean? See, some of us, I need to hurry up and stop. But I'm on social media a little bit more. Because I see the power of communicating, and I'm just trying to use the platform. I'm not on it all the time. I don't check everything all the time, but I see the platform and I see the power of it. Amen. But and I'm like, man, this is a great tool. But then I see the danger of it. Ooh, man, so I'm saying, I understand what, no, but I don't even fool with the social media. I understand that, and I might have to. But I tell you what, that social media keep you in check. What you saying, Brother Gary? Some of us need to watch what we say on social media. You don't think nobody see it? When I say that, I mean Christians. I mean those of us, we trying to, amen? I'm just talking. Some of this thoughts coming to my mind. I'm saying, some of us, we just need to just correct some things, and God, not for people, but for God, our influence. Some of us as married folks, we need to correct some things. Are we still, Jesus asked his disciples, they've been with him. This is kind of almost towards the end of his ministry. And he said, are you still lacking in understanding? It's like, you know, you raising children, you trying to teach them, and you know, you put pouring everything in them, and you think they got it, and all of a sudden they do something just way out there. You like, you say, boy, are you crazy? You don't have, do you? You haven't learned yet? Yeah, but you know, God been patient with us. Yes. Amen. So don't be too, don't stand on it where you just, you did some of the same. And some of us did worse. The children just don't know about it yet. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. And I was just thinking all the things I needed to correct. I thought about, you know, as you get older, see, and this I said to the young, and then, you know, then to us that's older. See, you know, when you get older, it seems like it's harder to change. Is that true? Okay. But when you're doing something that's wrong, when you're old, does God let you? So if we need to correct it, yeah. I know some of you want me to just spit it out and tell you, but it's personal. Amen. It's personal. And I made some mental notes of a few things that I'm going to make a concerted effort to simply correct in my life for me. And so here we are. Another year's almost passed, and we've all agreed that God is good. We've done some reflection. I hope I've triggered in your mind some areas that you can reflect on and say to you, don't kill yourself. You know, we've done some things right. We've done some things that are good, and we need to say, hey, listen, you know, I've improved in this area, and that's fine. If there's some things you need to forget, that's weighing you down and not allowing you to be where God would have you to be, let them go. And we say that, and I know this is preached word, but you're just not that easy. But you have to. We have to start somewhere. And notice that this comes from God, out of God's word. And so don't you beat yourself up more than God does. Yeah. And then let's get some things right. Yeah. God gave us this year, and it's come close to the end of the year. It'd be wonderful to see, you know, daddies at home with their children and you know, talking to their children and sharing some good things in the family, some things God blessed us with, good things, wonderful things, sharing with the family, and then talking about some things. Okay, you know what? You accomplished this year, praise the Lord, but look, don't let it go to your head. That was last year. Forget about it. What are we going to do this year? What we're going to do in our careers, in our schooling, what we're going to do for God. Amen. Yeah. And then let's, you know, it's good to point out what somebody else need to correct. But maybe if we talk to each other as husband and wife and say, you know what, this one thing that I'm going to correct. Now what you going to correct? No, don't. No, leave that alone. That's not going to work. Just say what you're going to correct. Amen? Now, let me leave this before I sit down. What a wonderful time for those. And this is the 8 o'clock service. And they say the 8 o'clock service, most of us are Christian. Not all of us. And I say not all of us, and we're Christians, we're trying to live for God, but some of us come and we've been on the fence, and we're still trying to, you know, decide whether or not I want to make the commitment and I want to come to Christ, still trying to, don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time to give your life to the Lord? I know. It may have been pulling at you, and you have to do just what we all have done: is come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the answer, and He is. His teaching, His doctrine, His way of life is the best life for you while you are here, and especially if you go make it to heaven. And you need to obey the gospel. What a wonderful time to do it! And we had a baptism on Thursday. Young lady been coming for 2-3 weeks, and she said that I want to get this right. Amen. You come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You willing to repent of your sins? See, that's one of the main reasons why you need to be baptized in Jesus Christ, is because the blood of Jesus continues to cleanse us from our sins. And if you do not, then you don't have a... You see, whatever you accomplish in life is meaningless when it comes to your soul. If you're willing to confess Christ with your mouth, what your heart believes, and be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, then that puts you into Jesus Christ. That puts you into His church. And He only has one church that He wants the whole world to be a part of. And then we live the rest of our lives while we're on earth. I got a call last night. Well, I got a text first, and then a call from a young man who passed away yesterday at home, my age, and he's gone. Michael Nims. Some of you may know Michael. He grew up here. And it's just another reminder that your job is not the most important thing in the world. Somebody come to Christ. If you're here, you're a Christian, you need prayer to rededicate your life to Christ, come right now as we stand and sing this song of invitation.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore.
Yes,
very deeply stained within,
seeking to rise no more.
The
master of
the seas heard my despairing cries, and from the waters lifted me.